Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 491. Today, JR asks, would love for you to give some advice on how to tell epistolary stories, stories told via letters, in a modern age. How do you convey the emotions? Is there any advice you can offer on this type of story? Any good ones that you recommend we read as examples of getting it done right? Well, JR, yes. I highly recommend Dracula. I know it's not a modern story. I know it's over 100 years old. God, it's almost 150 years old now. Time flies. Time flies when you're having fun. By the way, the expression time flies when you're having fun seems to me to be the worst possible advice you can give anyone. If you're having fun, and you notice it, and you have to stop to time flies, are you going to keep having fun? I don't think so. I think that would be a boring, boring job. Timing flies. Anyway, back to Dracula. Dracula is a fantastic epistolary novel. Actually, this was a form that was in great and brilliant usage during the Victorian era and has fallen out of favor since then. One of the reasons it's fallen out of favor since then, I think, is because nobody has pen pals anymore. Nobody really writes the kinds of letters that you need to have in order to have an epistolary novel hold its shape. Doesn't mean it can't be done, though. I can think of a few different ways to pull it off the top of my head. I haven't seen these done, because I haven't run into an epistolary novel that's set in the modern age. So, take this with the obligatory salt lick. Some things you could do. Well, you could have dueling legal briefs or depositions, and you could smuggle those, and that would allow you to smuggle in real-time dialogue that's taken down by a stenographer. You could have emails alternating with news reports, or an entire email chain, like if you've got a group that's emailing each other. You would probably have a lot of trouble credibly getting serious sensory detail into this, but if you pick the right format, say like if it's a horror novel, you could get some really good tension out of the time delay thing that goes on with emails. So that may be an option. Another option would be to do as I did with half of the Resurrection Junket, and to use logbooks. In the Resurrection Junket, there's two major timelines. One of them is told going forward like a traditional novel, and the other is told from much further in the future, with the main character keeping a logbook of her adventures that is addressed to headquarters, and so has an epistolary feel to it. So you could also do that kind of thing. The trick, I would think, is going to be to have a conceit that forces your characters to write in such a way that would make for engaging fiction reading. It was a lot easier to do in a time when people wrote letters longhand and did not get contact otherwise. The reason that our letter writing skills are so poor now is that between telephone, email, video chat, audio chat of all different sorts, texting, we can basically be in contact so much that we never really have to recap anything to anybody. We never have to relate what's going on in our head or how something made us feel or what we saw. And that has also led to a decline in the quality of a lot of fiction writing. It used to be that the general populace got practice with skills that we now have to struggle and scrape for. But my advice would be to find a conceit that allows you to reintroduce the constraints that force people to communicate in writing. There's any number of ways you can do that. They can be off-grid, it could be a disaster situation, it could be someone who's got a thing about electronics. You can come up with any number of things that could make it work. But I think if you get that conceit in place, whatever form it takes, the rest of it should work pretty well. Because at that point, you're just writing an epistolary novel. Or the alternate route, like I suggested, is you could try to combine all the different forms of text-based media. Deposition, stenography, texting, emailing, everything. And you may be able to cobble together a sort of pointillist mosaic style of narration, which can be very, very effective for some forms of storytelling. So those would be the two approaches I'd recommend. I wish I had something to point to as a good example, but I really don't. Any one of you that has seen someone do one of these things really, really well, please make a comment on this post and I will include it in a future episode, because this seems to me to be a vein of craft that has a lot of good ore worth mining out. Thanks very much for the question, JR, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.